Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. One of our broadcast partners here on Prophecy Today addressed the European Parliament on the subject of the Iranian demonstrations. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will explain what he told the European Parliament right here in a moment as he joins me at this broadcast table.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken actually is in Brussels, Belgium. He addressed the European Union Parliament. Remind everybody what the Parliament is.
720-some members of Parliament from 26 different countries. They get together to talk about the economy, about policy in general, foreign policy. At the same time that I was on one side of the Parliament building with groups representing Iranian opposition organizations and ethnic minorities, we were talking about the protests in Iran on one side of the Parliament. On the other side, they had the Iranian foreign minister who is being received by the German foreign minister and other European leaders. They do all kinds of things. I came with a message that, number one, the protests that we're seeing in Iran today are not like those in the past. They're not like 2009. Today, the protests are saying, we don't care about the vote. We don't care about your regime. We don't care about the president. We don't care about your phony elections. We want freedom. The very nature of the protests is very different. You have Kurds protesting, Baluchis, Azeris, these ethnic minority groups who populate all of the periphery of Iran. So this is a hotbed of dissent, and for the first time, they've actually come out and joined people in the rest of the country. It's very clear for the first time that the U.S. government supports the cause of freedom, of the freedom of the people in Iran. That's a big deal.
Ken Timmerman, who addressed the European Parliament, explaining what he told the parliamentarians. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken Timmerman had the honor of addressing the European Parliament in Brussels, Belgium. Ken told the parliamentarians that the demonstrations in Iran are different than the ones in 2009. Ken said that these demonstrations really mean business this time. They want the fall of the Supreme Council and the Ayatollahs who are leading the Islamic Republic today. The future of these demonstrations is, as of now, unknown. However, we do know what the future of Iran is. According to Ezekiel chapter 38, they will be a part of a coalition of nations that will be defeated right after the rapture of the church. That's Ezekiel chapter 39. The ancient Jewish prophet Jeremiah also wrote about the demise of Iran as a part of the end-time scenario that is found in Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 34 to 39. The current events surrounding Iran are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...